WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Thinking about our atmosphere, it is just about as far from standard as you can get. But believe it or not, there is a standard atmosphere. The standard atmosphere is a hypothetical vertical distribution of atmospheric properties that, through international agreement, is roughly representative of year-round mid-latitude conditions. Typical usage for such a standard includes altimeter calibrations and aircraft design and performance calculations. It should be noted that actual conditions will vary considerably from this standard. The most recent definition is the U.S. Standard Atmosphere 1976, developed jointly by NOAA, NASA, and the U.S. Air Force. It is an idealized, steady-state representation of the Earth's atmosphere from the surface to 1,000 kilometers, as it is assumed to exist during a period of moderate solar activity. Up to 86 kilometers, the model assumes a constant mean molecular weight and comprises a series of six layers, each defined by a linear temperature gradient or lapse rate. The assumption of linearity conveniently avoids the need for numerical integration in the computation of properties. The bottom layer, with a negative lapse rate, represents the Earth's troposphere, a region where most clouds form, where generally turbulent conditions exist. Higher layers form part of the Earth's stratosphere, where winds may be high, but turbulence is generally low. Gravitational acceleration is assumed constant. Strictly speaking, altitudes in this model should be referred to as geopotential altitudes rather than geometric altitudes, or physical height above mean sea level. The air is assumed to be dry and to obey the perfect gas law and hydrostatic equation, which, taken together, relate temperature, pressure, and density with geopotential altitude. Since the standard atmosphere model does not include humidity, and since water has a lower molecular weight than air, its presence produces a lower density. Under extreme circumstances, this can amount to as much as a 3% reduction, but typically is less than 1% and is neglected. Wow, this reminds me of those MET classes at Florida State where the professors kept throwing out terms and equations since they contributed so little and could be ignored. For your questions about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.